Medicare was ranked by U.S. News & World Report as the best Medicare Advantage plan in Alabama in 2018. This couldn't have happened without the help of our amazing members. So join us for Member Appreciation Day at your local Viva Health Cafe on Eastern Boulevard on September 26th from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Viva Medicare members can get their flu shot, and there will be plenty of food, prizes, and fun. Call 334-272-8882 to reserve your spot.
Presenting the all-new 3-Row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made. With room for up to 8, choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Montgomery Subaru.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Now open, Jack Black stars in The House with a Clock in Its Walls. And that clock says it's time for Jack Black to step on a treadmill. The House with a Clock in Its Walls. Now open.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
From a house with a clock in the walls to an expressway that's going nowhere fast, that's I-85, the backup is building. Do not get on northbound 85. I would say if you can get off it, and I don't know that it's backed up quite that far, but if you were planning on using it, there is a major wreck. Somebody sent us a picture of it. There are cars underneath a semi.
Yeah.
It's a real serious situation. They're at Taylor Road. So avoid it. We'll keep you posted.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At a little after four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joy Piazza. A new article from the New York Times says Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein talked about secretly recording President Trump last year and invoking the 25th Amendment that deems a president unfit for office.
Rosenstein pushing back in a statement saying the Times story is inaccurate and factually incorrect.
Fox's John Decker. Senate Judiciary Republicans say they'll offer Christine Blasey Ford the option to testify on Wednesday about her claim that Judge Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. But Judiciary Committee ranking member Democrat Dianne Feinstein says Republicans made this offer hastily without talking to the Ford camp. Ford also requesting other conditions like calling other witnesses. Kavanaugh says he's ready to tell his side Monday. And on Wall Street, the Dow finishing the week up 87 points. Fox News, we report, you decide.
September 21st is Miniature Golf Day. And right now, I'm on the par 2 third hole. It is a slight dogleg right. Through the windmill, off the clown's nose, and out the backside of the elephant. Uh-oh, I think my ball is stuck in the elephant. This could be awkward. Have a happy Miniature Golf Day.
I wish we could. I don't think we have one of those anywhere in the area anymore.
I know. Rich was talking about that this morning.
If I had the money, I would open one because it was fun. It was a great date night when we were teens.
Yeah, we love to play miniature golf.
405, that's Rosie. She's hanging out with us this afternoon. Joey is busy around the building somewhere. And 85 is a complete
parking lot
cluster, you know what.
Yes.
Right behind our building going northbound, we'll get another update from Rick Waka Waka in the dungeon. But first, we have calls from Rodney.
Greg, how are you doing?
Well, I'm feeling a little harried, for lack of a better term. How are you?
Doing fine.
Old
Rosenturd is in trouble now, I hear.
Rosenturd, yeah. Here's the story as it's headlined on FoxNews.com. Rosenstein discussed wearing wire to catch President Trump in a 25th Amendment trap. And if this is true, Jeff Sessions is his boss, and Sessions needs to come out of the deep state or grow a pair or whatever and either suspend him while they investigate or fire him outright. But I've read several sources that say Trump has all the information he needs to fire this guy, and he can join the long list of names that are probably going to, hopefully, unless we lose our minds and give the Democrats control of Congress and the Senate, get rid of him, put him in Senator
Jim.
I'll tell you what, Greg, you know, a lot of people talking about all these polls and everything else. Desperate people do desperate things in desperate times, and that's what we're seeing. I ain't worried about no polls. I ain't worried about no letters being brought to Dianne Feinstein. What I'm worried about is for the midterm elections to come, and I'm going in there and vote. You can't believe anything these people are telling you. Look what they're doing. They're a bunch of crooks. They're a bunch of liars. And so don't believe none of this stuff. Just go vote, people. Go vote. Don't worry about it. They tell you that every Republican is going to lose in the midterms.
Yeah.
Don't believe a word they're saying. Go vote. The trick is up. The Democrats are done, and the rest of them going to jail.
Let's hope.
Y'all have a good weekend, and let's watch football and have some fun. Pop some popcorn, drink some sodas, and laugh it up.
Watching college football, yes.
Yes.
But not the NFL. Barbara.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I'm holding for you. I was watching Fox for a minute, and they just announced that this woman that has accused Judge Kavanaugh, she doesn't want to fly to Washington. So
isn't that tough?
Be able to testify Monday because she'll probably have to drive.
Tisk, tisk.
I have never heard so much crap.
Of it. Me too.
Oh, my God. I don't want to fly.
And I imagine with her job, she flies a lot. And the other thing
probably
I wanted
on a broomstick,
to say
just like the woman that's
your
president.
Isn't it amazing how she knows without a shadow of a doubt that Judge Kavanaugh did this to her, but she can't remember when?
Hey, you want to get deep into the culture of this whole school that she went to? I've got their yearbook on my Facebook page. Go check it out.
Okay. And then I wanted to be in the Baumhauer's Big Shot. Their wings are phenomenal. Ooh. I can't wait. And I want to try the Screaming Eagle.
Oh, they're good. They're good.
Yeah. And then I would like... Oh, I'm sorry.
Your birth date?
6/9.
Gotcha, Barbara.
Yes, sir. And I would like to hear Norm Macdonald, Germany.
Yay. That's my favorite, too.
Okay, we'll play it.
Thank you so much, Greg. I appreciate your show so much, and y'all have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Barbara.
All right, there's Germany, and we'll be heading down to the traffic dungeon here in just a second. But it's bad on 85 going northbound.
Yes, handsome Jack Campbell just called in to confirm that it is still messed up out there.
I wonder how, does this delay extend? I know it's at Perry Hill. Beyond that. Bail. I don't think this is going to be a situation they can clean up that quickly based on the photo.
It's terrible.
Right.
Sent to us by one of our listeners. I mean, take a look at this. That's a semi. And when you look a little more closely, there are cars in the middle between the wheels of the semi.
How did that even?
I have no idea how that happened.
I'm trying to imagine how that happened. That's crazy.
But I'm going to suspect that somebody was driving like an a-hole. There's usually at least one of those in every race. Is there really such a thing as an accident?
There's some, but yeah.
We could have, that could be a topic some afternoon.
Yes.
But not today. Now, you'll notice that folks are saying they want to be part of the next Baumhauer's Big Shot drawing that takes place Wednesday at 3:20. You want to party... tray of wings and a gallon of red diamond iced tea if we pick your name, and everybody goes into a drawing that will take place, I believe, right after the first of the year when we give away a $250 Baumhauer's party.
Wow.
So if you don't win the tray of wings, you're enter than that. And of course, the more often you call each person each week, if you have multiple calls in there, you're going to have better chances to win. Just saying.
Yeah.
Each week's eligible qualifiers go into the grand prize. And you can win the tray and the grand prize ultimately, too, if you're really lucky. We had somebody today, our last caller of the morning, won one of our prizes. That's the way it works.
In other words, call, people, call.
Sure. And if you don't want to come on the air... Oh, by the way, before I forget, hang on 1 second here. I've had a friend, he lived in the area, and still comes back to visit. I believe his brother lives in Wetumpka, Larry Albert Eakin, and he is being prepped for heart surgery. I think it's either a double or a triple bypass. Now, Larry just recently spent years beating cancer.
Yeah.
He's one of the nicest people I've met.
Past Ann Street.
And, you know, it's one of those situations why, you know, me,
okay,
the human sewer, and everything still works, and then people who live a good life, I just, you know, those questions really can't be answered. But if you would keep him in your thoughts and prayers, I'd appreciate it. Because he's just a great guy, and I'm really upset that he's going to go through this today. So... thank you, prayer warriors.
I saw Marianne's post.
Yeah. Larry was, I mean, when I say friend, he was invited to our wedding. You know, so when I say friend, yes. We've
this known is
for
Ethel.
A long time. Ethel.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy Greg. Birthday to me?
Well, I just asked your lovely wife, what did she do for your birthday? And she said she got you a screen door.
Screen door, and my stepson got me, how about this, dark shades to put over my windows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that is nice.
That's something I very definitely need.
Well, I was just calling to tell you, I know it was a couple of days ago, right? Or yesterday?
Hmm.
Or today?
Happy hour. This is Rosie. Who's this?
No.
About what?
Hold on.
Your birthday?
Oh, no. It's this coming Thursday.
I was about to say, did you get your presents early?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the confusion there.
Yeah, because...
I'll call you back. We have your birthday Thursday.
You know, and once you're like me and you hit the big 5-0... you probably should wait till the actual day before you. Huh? Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Did you get into the big shot drawing?
Hold on. I did not.
All right.
Ethel, what's your month and day of birth?
11/28.
Okay, hold on. Same as my daughter's mother. An excellent birth date.
You are too kind.
Thank you for the call. All right, first stop is the traffic dungeon. Let's get the latest on the chaos on 85.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Waka waka.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, bad news. On 85 northbound, it is messed up. The accident that's up between Taylor Road and Bell Road has gotten things backed up past Perry Hill and pushing towards Ann Street. So that delay is real big. You'll want to try to stay away from that area. If you can, right now getting off on Ann Street and going around is your best bet. Careful if you get off on Atlanta Highway, though. There's an accident there that's got traffic backed up. That's going to be right around Bell Road, and it has traffic backed up all the way to Taylor Road, and that will be in the westbound lanes of Atlanta Highway. If you can dream it, Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter can make it happen. Get your perfect car, truck, or SUV at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and we're raising money for American Cancer Society's Real Men Wear Pink campaign. Get a barbecue plate free with a donation every Friday in September from 11 to 1 at the Vance Law Firm.
416, before we get local news, Rich's forecast was amazing to see rain. We had 1/18 of an inch. Rich had a third at his house, and it was just nice. You know, the screen door, which I really wanted so the cool air could come in and freshen up the house, because we have a thoughtless idiot that smokes in one part of the house.
Uh-oh.
I can now hear the rain. If it's raining, I can just open the inside door and enjoy the sound of
the rain.
Don't
you love that?
Yes. It's one of my favorite sounds. Let's go to Denise.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm very good. Thank you. I wanted to request Gain Recording, and one other one is the Four Little Ladies in a Car.
Oh, accident witness. Today's probably a good day because A, we had rain, and B, we have a major accident. So there's a couple of good reasons to play that. And the other one was what?
The OB Gang.
Oh, the OBGYN lady. Yeah, sure. Jolene Roxbury. Yeah, we can get that out for you.
That's great. And I'd like to be Baumhauer's big shot.
Okay. Month and date of birth, Denise. Or should I try and figure this out? No, we don't have time today.
It is 3/29.
March 29th, the date that I met my first wife at a party at 6512 Normandy Road in Chicago. At Morning
Oh,
Boys
I was in
house.
Chicago then too.
How about that?
Yeah.
See, I can remember that, and I can't remember what I'm supposed to do
next
after the show tonight. So thank you for the call.
Thanks, Denise.
Thank you for answering. Bye-bye.
And Cranky.
Hey, what's going on?
No.
Oh, man, it's Friday.
Yeah,
I know. Be happy about it.
No, I'm happy.
He's so happy.
I can tell.
I feel bad for all the people stuck in 85 traffic, but then again, I don't. If you were listening to the station, you wouldn't be in it.
Oh.
Well,
that was
you
harsh.
You had asked earlier if there's really anything... Is a traffic accident.
Yes.
For many, many, many years, the Florida Department of Public Safety, they don't have accident reports. They have traffic crash reports. They don't call them accident reports. So, you know, that sort of answers your question.
So does that it, now they study accidents a little bit differently in determining the percentage of fault. You know, if it's kind of a dicey, you know, there's no clear-cut cause.
Yeah, and the percentage, you know, the determinations also, you know, they vary. You know, you got three different levels of, when they compare negligence. And it's just like take a dartboard and throw a dart at it, and that's what the percentage is.
Yeah.
But, I will say this on the Kavanaugh issue.
Yes.
You know, if he did do it, it was probably because he lost a bet from what I can see. So, I don't know. It's just a media lynching is all it is. And that's all they've got. You know, they can't even play the race card on this one. So,
no.
They're just going to try to make him defend something.
No, but they are promising to investigate him if they win back Congress, and there's just another good reason to make sure these people, I was going to use a different P word.
Investigate him for what?
For nothing. Because that's what they do. They just...
How old was she when this happened?
17.
I thought she was 15.
How old was he when this happened?
17. He was 17. She was 15.
And, hey, you know what? You know, they're both minors. They're both juveniles. If indeed it had happened, it would be sealed. Game over.
Yeah, there's no police report. It's like Trump said, why didn't your parents look out for you? And then, of course, you have, because... On one hand, you know, you have the feminists who are powerful and blah, blah, blah. But then when there's something like this, because we were afraid, you know, so make up your damn minds.
Well, they're just making it worse on themselves. That corner that they're painting themselves into is getting really teeny tiny.
And by the way, thanks for the call. By the way, this whole Blue Wave BS, you didn't hear about it because the mainstream media doesn't want to report it, but a district in Texas that Hillary won by 12 points just went Republican for the first time in 134 years. And guess what? 2/3 of that district is black and Hispanic.
I'm predicting a red wave.
Why would anybody in their right mind vote for one of these rodents? They're just despicable, people who are not only anti-American, but they want us to fight. They're constantly looking for ways to pit us against each other. That's all Obama did. But Trump divided the country. No, Obama got Trump elected.
They're coming down, Greg, on both sides. The ones that are causing all the problems are coming down.
I hope. I pray. I want to see justice, ultimately. Now we got Todd.
Hey, afternoon.
Hi, Todd.
I kind of agree with what that fella just was talking about. And one thing I'd like to add to it is, back when Roy Moore was attacked in this same exact fashion.
Yep. Same playbook.
I said to everybody, this is the new way of getting people out of office.
I'm telling you, I said it on the air. If the Republicans nominated Jesus for the Supreme Court, they'd find somebody 2,000 years old who was molested. And
they don't even have to be molested. It's just a statement. They just have to make a statement. There's no proof.
They'll do anything.
There's nothing to back up anything she said.
So I'm glad to see Mitch McConnell at least tighten his... get his lug nut wrench out and tighten them up so that they'll be able
to... They're doing exactly what they want to do, and the Republicans are falling in suit like they normally do and just going to screw the whole damn...
Hey, look, I remember 1991, and Clarence Thomas was a black man until he was nominated for the Supreme Court. You want to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot?
Absolutely.
Month and date of birth?
9/29.
Okay. Thank you, Stan.
That was Todd.
That was Todd. Stan's on three. Who's on first?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just overwhelmed. This is Stan.
Absolutely.
That was Todd. Gotcha. And Todd's got to turn the radio down.
Okay. No, this is Stan.
Stan! Hi.
Mr. Gregg.
Yes, Stan.
May I make two requests, please?
Yes.
First one is, since you're talking about Mitch McConnell tightening up the Republicans, can you play NADS?
Yes. Uh-huh. Sure.
Second request is, may I be a Baumhauer's Big Shot?
All right. And that your month and date of birth is?
113.
You're in.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, it's 424. We got Rich's forecast. We got NADS. We have got Norm MacDonald's Germany requested. Andrew Klavan's Investigate. I think those two will play first. And then we'll have, after the bottom of the hour break, OBGYN and the song for moms that Mom Not Wanted. In the meantime, don't even think about going on northbound 85. And I think coming into town on 85 is probably a risk, too, because people are going to stop and look at this giant truck with cars trapped underneath it. It's a bad scene.
Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast as we approach this last official night of summer. There still could be some isolated showers roaming around. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 73. Then tomorrow and Sunday, look for widely scattered storms here and there. Many towns will stay dry. Overnight low temperature in the 70s, high temperature in the lower 90s. Now, some better rain chances start to pop up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as a frontal system approaches, especially later on in the week. High temperatures will be 90 or above. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes. Plus, when you go out of town, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that area. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You know the feeling. Every time you go on Facebook or watch TV, something offends you. But now there's help. Introducing the Negative Assault Defense System, or NADS. Once you have a set of NADS, people won't be able to hurt your feelings. For instance, when you get your pair of NADS, you'll learn that you can form your own opinions without having to get them from the internet or the news. Order now and you'll receive a package of easy-to-use NADS seeds. That's right. Grow your own pair of NADS. As your NADS get bigger, you'll have more confidence, and you'll need our proprietary carrying case. Well, it's more like a sack. And if someone kicks your NADS, don't worry. They're made of steel. NADS are now available for men and women because more and more people could use a pair. So the next time you feel offended by someone else's opinion, relax, because you've got NADS.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world! Never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. They have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, two things. Do not get on northbound 85. It's just wall to wall and moving at a crawl. And who knows how long it'll take them to dislodge that semi and the cars that are caught underneath. It's just really a mess at Taylor Road. So avoid 85. Secondly, everything you need to know. We're going to wrap up all this investigation talk now with this clip requested by Miss Pine Level at 4:30.
Democrats who called for the firing of FBI Director James Comey are shocked and appalled by the firing of FBI Director James Comey. The Democrats say that Comey's firing will undermine the investigations for which he should have been fired. In order to examine which Democrat claims are cynical political fabrications and which are hysterical conspiracy theories, and which are cynical, political, hysterical theories about fabricated conspiracies, let's examine which investigations might be affected. The FBI, as we know, is investigating whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians to expose the Democrats' emails. The Senate, meanwhile, is investigating whether the Obama administration investigated the Trump campaign for the collusion that the FBI is investigating. The Judiciary Committee is investigating why the Attorney General failed to investigate Hillary Clinton's attempt to avoid the FBI investigation into the Attorney General's failure to investigate her emails to the Democrats, which the Russians hacked in an attempt to interfere with our election, which the Senate is investigating in an attempt to find out if the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians' hack of the Democrats' emails, which the FBI is investigating to see whether the Obama administration was investigating the Trump campaign. The House Intelligence Committee is investigating whether the House Intelligence Committee overstepped its bounds in investigating the Obama administration's attempts to use the intelligence community to investigate the Trump campaign's collusion with the Russian hack into the Democrats' emails, which the FBI is investigating in order to find out whether the House Intelligence Committee overstepped its bounds in investigating the Obama administration. The head of the House committee, meanwhile, has stepped down pending an investigation. At the same time, many in the press are investigating why the press never investigated the Obama administration's investigation of the Trump campaign, but continues to investigate the Trump administration's investigation into whether the Obama administration investigated the Trump campaign, which is now under investigation in the Senate, causing several investigators to call for an independent investigation into the House investigation of the Senate investigation of the Trump administration, which is meanwhile investigating the Obama administration, which was on a yacht in the Bahamas at the time, dancing to the musical stylings of Drake's Hotline Bling. Mr. Drake is not currently under investigation. Now, to be clear, an independent investigation into the Senate investigation of the House investigation of the Obama investigation into the Trump campaign could expand the investigation into an investigation of Russia's investigation of the emails that were under investigation by the FBI, which was in turn under investigation by the NSA, who have been investigating everybody in a surveillance program that's still under investigation. If that were to happen, there would no doubt be calls for a full investigation into all the other investigations. So, it's easy to see that the firing of James Comey will have to be investigated to ensure it doesn't in any way curtail the important business of government, which is investigating. Just thank God the government's not actually governing. Then we'd all be in real trouble. Trigger warning, I'm Andrew Klavan, and this is The Andrew Klavan Show.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Well, that's understandable. My friend Mr. Kroll said the same thing. But just so you know, that if the Republicans go ahead and confirm Kavanaugh, the Democrats, when they take over the House, you see, because they know that it's got to be a blue wave, that they're going to reopen an investigation on this high school hijinks. But check this young lady out and the culture in her high school and some of the yearbook postings that they had scrubbed, they thought were gone. They've been ghosting. They've been preparing for this for months.
Mm-hmm.
For months. They've known about this. Unfortunately for them, somebody downloaded those yearbooks before they were erased from the internet. And it's all there for you to see on my Facebook page. Joey's tired of talking about that. He's been listening to this crap all day.
So. Yes.
We have other issues. We have big fracas going on in the morning show about Halloween costumes. It's not even October yet. And this is Will.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
Traffic update.
Oh, well, let's get the...
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
So I just passed through the accident scene there on 85 north of Taylor Road.
Yes.
All of the vehicles have been cleared, so the traffic lanes are open. Traffic is moving, but it's extremely slow.
Okay. I'm assuming because there's still stuff there for people to stop and look at, right?
Yeah, well, there's still one car that's off on the left-hand median, so people are, you know, stopping and looking, although traffic is moving. It's at a snail's pace.
All right. Would you like to be a Baumhauer's Big Chef for your efforts?
Absolutely.
Month and date of birth?
12-9.
12-9. You are in, and thank you. Hardshell, we know you called a few minutes back. Give us a buzz now if you're still listening and the phone is handy. And, this was just sent to us from the traffic dungeon. So let's go back to Rick Walker.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We've had a little bit of everything today. We've had a police chase up in Prattville. We've had an accident on 85 that's got traffic backed up for miles. Now we have a hit and run involving a pedestrian.
Oh, gosh.
And it's on Troy Highway in front of Evergreen Estates. And if I don't get a wayward cow before the day's over, I'm going to be disappointed. Also have a minor accident, Woodley Road at East South Boulevard. Begin 2019 in your new career, the Bo Evans School of Real Estate pre-license class starts October 8th. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and I'm helping to fight breast cancer in our community. Join me each Friday in September between 11 and 1 at the Vance Law Firm for a free barbecue plate with a donation to the American Cancer Society.
And welcome back, 272-9228. I got to check out this thing that was just sent on What's-Her-Face here, on the Virgin Christine Blasey Ford. She is a professor with a 2.4 rating. Students that like her wrote, "Don't get on her bad side. It's very dark and will go after you if she gets upset. Her parents had a foreclosure." Now, that's bull. Now, we vetted some of that stuff. It's a great meme for those who are conservative, but we have to at least maintain a standard where we're not going to pass along stuff that is not...
I mean, I have another kind of list over here on my side of the desk.
Yeah?
That I think Pinterest and List have crunched the numbers, looking at all across social media, the potentially the most popular Halloween costumes coming up into October. Ooh, I want to talk about it, too. And you said there's something going on.
Well, yeah, Emily never met a holiday that we couldn't humiliate ourselves or dress
celebrate.
Up
celebrate.
And she always wants to make a big production out of things.
That's the question. That's the question that's frequently asked.
She's polling.
Hold on, I gotta find it. I got it in here somewhere.
Because it fits her so
well. What are we gonna do now?
Wizard of Oz. Adam's Family.
But the Pinterest folks have said that number one trending right now costume for Halloween, Tanya Harding.
Really?
Yeah, Tanya Harding.
Emily, why do you always have to make such a big production out of everything?
Emily would not like that one.
No, but it's true. If Emily doesn't know this about herself, she needs to be more self-aware. She's very dramatic, and it's awesome. That's why we love Emily.
We got stuff from everybody on the morning show in the system that they hate, like Rich.
No, I was talking with my roommates last night. Yeah. About Halloween costumes. And my one roommate, I won't name him at the moment, he loves old classic soul music. It's what he always puts on the record player. Mm-hmm. He has all his old vinyl. He's like, "We should go as the OJs." I'm like, "Dude, we're white." And no, he's like, "I'm not suggesting blackface." I'm like, "I'm not saying you are. But if we just wear like some snazzy leisure suits from that one video... like, nobody's going to know what we are."
You could go out and get giant plastic knives and still be the OJs. Although you'd still be the wrong color.
Yeah.
No, as an OJ Simpson.
Don't do it, Juice. My idea was to get, like, a group of, like, 10, 20 guys.
Put on bloody gloves, you know.
Yeah, that would work. They're a little too small. I'll get, like, 10, 20 guys... and, like, all go out to a bar dressed as Hulk Hogan. Have just to throw people off. And the different iterations of Hulk Hogan. You get the Hollywood brother. Or you can get the, you know, Hulkamania thing. Just, it doesn't have to be Hogan. It could be anybody. And I want to get, like, a bar swamped with one type of costume. Like, is this a convention or something?
I got a better idea.
Okay.
Actually. I think we could probably get some budget to make it happen. And do it at Baumhauer's. When is Halloween? Is that a Wednesday this year?
It's a Wednesday, yes.
Perfect. So we'll give away a bunch of plastic capes.
Plastic capes.
Customer of Discount Dracula. All right, coming up, we have requests. I wanted to play for Rosie. I don't know if she's ever heard the Baptist story. We have the OBGYN lady, an accident witness. So those will be coming up in just a moment. A reminder, if you're looking for new flooring... The place to find it is Georgia Floors Direct. Georgia Floors Direct acquires high-fashion, first-rate flooring from manufacturers all around this great land of ours and houses them, warehouses them in that big building on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Yeah. And that's where you'll find an amazing, incredible collection of all types and styles of flooring at a real wholesale price. Jeff Ballinson and his merry band of floriers will help you navigate all those choices. And then they arrange installation with people they've worked with for years. Their installers are artisans. I've had tile walls done, backsplashes, hardwood floors, carpeting. They are truly perfectionists. And with that great price, if you want to spread the payments out a little bit, good as cash for 12 months. Qualified buyers can do that, too, at Georgia Floors Direct. Flooring destination since 1969 on the boulevard across from Lowe's.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast as we approach this last official night of summer. There still could be some isolated showers roaming around. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 73. Then tomorrow and Sunday, look for widely scattered storms here and there. Many towns will stay dry. Overnight low temperature in the 70s, high temperature in the lower 90s. Now, some better rain chances start to pop up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as a frontal system approaches, especially later on in the week. High temperatures will be 90 or above. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes. Plus, when you go out of town, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that area. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
All right, let's see here. At 4:43, Andrew the Raider King. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, kids. How are we today?
We're great.
I'm great.
We're great.
Well, listen, for Halloween, what you need to do is all dress up as different animals for Noah's Ark. One of you has to dress up as a dinosaur, and everybody else beat him up and throw him out of the party.
That could work.
That would work.
That's very creative, Andrew.
Well, I'm doing the best I can on short notice.
You're amazing.
I saw one costume idea where it was a couple, and this is naughty. The girl was dressed up as a pumpkin, and the guy was just simply wearing a shirt that said Peter.
Yeah, I know.
I thought that's a cute couple.
Hey, I did that last year, and it got me in trouble at work. So,
Yeah, I can understand why they might have had an issue with that.
The fact that I glued, pumpkin seeds to my face probably didn't help.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was real funny until they wrote me up.
Raider, do you want to be a Bob Hours Big Shot?
Sure.
Month and date of birth?
12/27/69, the year of the rooster.
Okay, hang on a second.
The year of the rooster.
Yeah, 12/27. 2 days after my first Christmas with Goya. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. It's 4:44 Fox Business. We have two requests to play. We got some catching up to do.
Mixed as the Dow climbed higher to close at another record high. Among the gainers today, industrial companies, while tech stocks fell, which weighed on the NASDAQ. The Dow closing up 86 points. NASDAQ down 41. S&P 500 down a point. And another Tesla executive biting the dust. Liam O'Connor, vice president of global supply management, has resigned from the company following other notable departures of Tesla executives. Chief accounting officer Dave Morton just left the company after only a month on the job. And after surging earlier this week, Canadian cannabis company Tilray tumbled to end a turbulent week that saw the company post strong gains and then go up in smoke. Earlier this week, Tilray announced that the Drug Enforcement Administration approved Tilray to import marijuana to the U.S. for medical research purposes. Shares of Tilray falling today, closing down 30%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Three Barsky.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm just your average, everyday, hardworking plumber. But when it comes to my business, only the best. Like commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They help design a customized insurance solution that gets the job done right. just like me.
An actor trying to sound like a plumber. Excruciating. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton. Recording TV and movie star Wayne Newton live Thursday, February 7th at Impact. Wayne Newton, the Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So thought, whoa, man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala. Just kind of clipped them and turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Hold on. He's going over their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's holding his face and he's on his knee. She's getting out. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too. There's one woman with a little black purse. She's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. Blah, blah, blah. We got another woman she's hitting him like he's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella and she's sticking it inside. Oh, there's another one it's a little woman who looks like Mother Goose. She's beating him. She's got this huge bitch bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible. Oh, there's still
beat the hell out of this guy. She picked his top up and raised it up above her head and just beamed the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The one with the little black person still. Oh, a piece of him. okay, he's up on the the little woman just beamed him again with that big bag. He's running to his car. He's out of here. I wish you would have been here, man.
It's All Request Friday.
What I have done is I have figured out what a mom would say in a 24-hour period, and I have condensed it to 2 minutes and 55 seconds. So strap on your seatbelt. Here we go. Get up out of bed, wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take your vitamins so you will grow up one day to be big and tall. Remember, the orthodontist will be seeing you at 3 today. Don't forget, your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play. Don't shovel, choose lovely, but hurry, the bus is here. Be careful, come back. Behind your ears, play outside, don't play rough. Would you just play fair? Be polite, make a friend, don't forget to share. Work it out, wait your turn, never take a dare. Get along, don't make me come down there. Clean your room, fold your clothes, put your stuff away. Make your bed, do it now, do we have all day? Were you born in a barn? Would you like some hay? Can you even hear a word I say? Answer the phone, get off the phone. Don't sit so close, turn it down. No texting at the table. No more computer time tonight. Your iPod's my iPod if you don't listen up. Where you going? Right now, I thank you not to roll your eyes at me. Close your mouth when you chew. We'd appreciate. Take a bite, maybe two, of the stuff you hate. Use your fork. Do not burp or I'll set you straight. Eat the food I put up on your plate. Get an A. Get the door. Don't be smart with me. Get a grip. Get in here. I'll count two, three. Get a job. Get a life. Get a PhD. Get a go.
All these years we've been playing it too, the song for moms, for the Mom Nut family. And now, at 4:55, we still haven't even done our most electrifying moment of the story of the day yet. That'll be after 5.
Well, shock it to me.
Yes, Crawdad.
Hey, when you get Brant...
Brant is not on with us today.
Oh, he's not going to be on there. Okay, well, I'll save it for next time. You know, this morning I caught the tail end, and I'm going to go get nuts. Tucker Pecan.
That's right. You won the nuts today.
I'm looking at pralines and little bitty pecan pies. Can't wait.
Well, I'll tell you, every year Tucker is set up at the fair inside the Coliseum towards the northern entrance, and walking by there is...
Forgot the fudge. Oh, yeah.
It's an exercise in temptation. Good luck to you, sir.
You guys doing okay today?
Yeah. We're doing great.
Mm-hmm. I'm fantastic.
I thought of something funny. I was going to call you, and then you played Discount Dracula, and that was what I was going to call you about. Discount Dracula went to the dentist, got a good report, but he wasn't happy when he walked out. You know why?
Huh?
He did not get the red toothbrush. He got the blue toothbrush.
Right, because that was our conundrum this morning, yes.
Okay.
You are correct, sir. Thanks for the call, Crawdad. It is 4:56. Do we even dare go back to the traffic dungeon, or shall we wait till after, right after 5?
Well, you might need to, because it's bad out there.
It's bad. I'll tell you what. Days like this keep the Turner family busy. Montgomery Paint and Body, if you were involved in one of those fender benders, once you get past the insurance adjuster and police reports and, oh, and by the way, even with the big jam up in 85, now all the alternate routes are backed up, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Is stuck on those now. She says I should have eaten dinner downtown. Anyway, you got to pick a place to fix your car. And if you want a place that exercises the highest standard in automotive body repair, that's Montgomery Paint and Body. And it's not because they have they use state-of-the-art equipment, and they have some really dang talented people on the staff, but it's Donnie and Brandon Turner, because ultimately, before that car is given back to the person who brought it in to have it made to look as good as new, it's got to pass muster with them. And they will not countenance shortcuts or shortchange a customer in any way. It's not in their DNA to do that. They just won't. And that's why I recommend them. And we've all used them. In fact, Rich Thomas has a wing in his memory, honor rather, I should say, with a pinball machine in it.
Yay.
Yeah. He's been a customer going back many, many years. I've used them 4 times. Emily's used them. Jay's used them. Our boss has used them, and we love them. MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. The number is 27REC with the W.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Good news. May take a while for it to seem like good news, but 85 northbound is open. They got the crash vehicles out of the travel lanes, and everything is starting to move now. We can see definite improvement there, and looking at the accident scene, we can't see the accident vehicles anymore, so they've got them out of the way. Things are moving along, but traffic was so congested and so backed up there, it's going to take a while for it to normalize. But be patient. Things are getting better there. South Boulevard, right around Troy Highway. Got a lot of action right there. There's an accident down on Troy Highway near Bell Road. And Atlanta Highway still feeling the heat, as well as the Eastern Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and I-85. Very busy with people taking that as an alternate route. If you're in a wreck, wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality